Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next week, my show will be replaced by a special. So I'll be back next on December 2nd, when the show will be about reconsidering our economy and growth. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in the most unusual and amazing period in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And for those of you in the Seattle area, I want to alert you that I'll be speaking tonight, November 18th, at East West Bookshop in Seattle from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And my topic will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2012. So hopefully I will see some of you there. And you can also go to eastwestbookshop.com to find out more about that event. And I just want to mention that last week we had a little snafu with my show, which I had pre-recorded because I was off at a conference. And part of it got erased accidentally. So that show has been updated and re-recorded with the correct information. And it should now be available on the Dr. Pat Show site, and it will soon be available on my own site as well. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, I want to remind you that we're still in blue communications, like what happened last week. And we're in that blue communications through November 23rd. Now, why do I call this period blue communications? Because you're going to be blue if you don't slow down and double-check all details now before you let anything out the door. And, yes, I mean double-check even your emails. Once we're in the blue communications period, you cannot outrun the upcoming Mercury retrograde. That's because Mercury is already in the area that it will retrace when it starts moving backwards or retrogrades. So instead of trying to outrun Mercury retrograde when it's already too late, just slow down and double-check all details for mistakes. And that will save you a lot of time and money during Mercury retrograde when you won't have to fix those mistakes. Then you'll have time to catch up instead. A much better idea. This is also the time to get any funny noises or problems fixed on your car. It's a good time to get all-weather or snow tires put on your car, especially if you plan to drive any distance for Thanksgiving. And also be sure you get a complete computer system backup done before Mercury goes retrograde on Thanksgiving. And the earlier you do those tasks, the faster and easier it will be to do them. And also, just a note about travel for Thanksgiving. Since Mercury retrograde starts on Thanksgiving, there's likely to be some very bad weather in certain places that will make travel difficult. This is particularly true for the East Coast. So if you plan to travel for Thanksgiving, go a little earlier than usual. And if you plan to drive any distance, have your car checked out ahead of time. And basically, give yourself extra travel time and be prepared for delays. Now, next, we have a major configuration in range, which is a grand trine between Mars, Jupiter, and Pluto. These are terrific energies with the potential to take lots of fortunate actions, especially ones that can transform a situation for the better. This set of cycles in Earth signs is especially excellent for creating large-scale practical projects or companies that are highly successful by transforming major challenges or situations. Excuse me. Many fortunate and successful actions can be taken with these cycles for any type of project, and they're likely to lead to permanent changes. So look for opportunities now in which you can participate. The stud of cycles is peaking now through November 23rd, stays fully in range through November 28th. Now next, this Thanksgiving is a real humdinger with Mercury retrograde starting that day, plus a solar eclipse late that night for the Pacific Coast or in the wee hours of the morning on November 25th for the East Coast. Now, such a combination of cycles is relatively rare, suggesting that it may be a Thanksgiving to remember. This Mercury retrograde suggests that Thanksgiving may have miscommunications, late arrivals, and or challenging travel. Mercury retrogrades or moves backwards in the sign of Sagittarius, suggesting that long-distance travel may be particularly difficult. The East Coast in particular looks like it may get snow or unexpected storms. And if you live in the Northeast, this may be a good year to stay home. There are worse things than being snowed in with Thanksgiving dinner. On the other hand, Mercury retrograde is also associated with reunions or seeing people you haven't seen in quite a while. It's also a great time to study something ancient, old, or from the past. Now, Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius can also be associated with dogmatic communications, suggesting that we need to rethink all forms of judgment. Mercury is not comfortable in the sign of Sagittarius, whether it's direct or retrograde. This is a signal that we may not be paying close attention to details and can get ourselves into trouble for not doing so. Mercury will stay in Sagittarius through January 7th, so be sure you double-check all details while Mercury is in this sign. Now, the first of two eclipses occurs on the night of Thanksgiving, and this set of eclipses, This set of eclipses is related to a challenging period when strange and confusing events can occur related to relationships, financial challenges, or possibly an illness. A loss of energy, confusion, despair, and strange events are all possible. Because there is too much confusion to make an appropriate decision related to the event, wait until clarity returns before you make a decision. The eclipse event period runs from October 24th or 25th through December 24th through 25th. So this solar eclipse occurs at 2 degrees Sagittarius, 37 minutes. And if you or your company charts have planets or personal points from 0 to 6 degrees of Sagittarius or Gemini, then this eclipse will impact you or your company. Now, what's getting started at this new moon solar eclipse are some unusual alliances shown by the sun and moon trine Uranus. This could include foreigners, people with different backgrounds, or even radical change makers. There's also a lot of physical energy with this eclipse shown by the sun and moon square Mars and trine Uranus. Plus, Mars is trine Pluto. So get plenty of extra exercise or create some major transformation or improvements so that extra energy doesn't turn into anger or frustration. This solar eclipse has a financial cycle starting too, and that suggests that you may have unexpected expenses or perhaps you spend extra money you hadn't planned to spend. So be sure to watch your budget if you don't have much to spare or else ensure you have some extra cushion. The cycle of Venus square Uranus peaks on November 26th and stays in range through December 1st. This solar eclipse also has opportunities for compassion, forgiveness, plus spiritual or artistic endeavors with the cycle of Venus sextile Neptune. So let's make good use of that. Now, beginning November 23rd, just in time for Thanksgiving, we get a cycle that's associated with abundance and joy, which is Venus trine Jupiter. It's also associated with spending lots of money and having lots of fun. This great cycle is enhanced by another set of financial cycles, which are Venus conjunct Pluto, both trine Mars and Jupiter, plus Venus sextile Chiron. Together, they make an amazingly excellent opportunity for sales. So whatever you can sell to the masses, now is the time to do it. Venus trine Jupiter peaks on November 27th and stays in range through December 1st. Venus conjunct Pluto peaks on December 1st and stays in range through December 6th. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. We have good final results later today through Tuesday afternoon at 3.05 p.m. Pacific Time or 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time. So leave by then for any Thanksgiving trip you plan to take, and you'll get there much easier. After that, it's a little bit dicier. So leave early or stay put this year. After November 22nd, we don't get another day with a good final result until November 29th. So do as much as you can before the timeout on November 22nd. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's www.askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Action Whey and Emerald Sea combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald Sea on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I'm not sure if we might have room for one more caller. And if so, you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And the number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. This gives you a roadmap to co-create your life or business with the universe. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off. We have Janet calling in from Kingston, Washington. She had a question about her career, and her birth date is May 20th of 1951. She was born at 9:10 p.m. in Van Nuys, California. So, Janet, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi, Janet. How are you doing? I'm glad you called in. So now tell me, what's your question about your career?
Well, I was I've had different jobs, and I was in a new career about 3 years ago. And now I want to see, I've been applying for other jobs too, and I wanted to see what direction it's going into.
Okay, and what kind of education do you have?
Well, I was a registered counselor before, and I was a personal trainer until I had an accident. And now I'm doing retail.
Oh, and now you've been doing retail.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because your career, do you have any artistic tendencies?
Well, I, in like drawing or something, you mean?
Yeah, or anything creative that you do.
Well, I do spiritual work and healing.
Oh, okay.
And all that type of work.
So is it possible for you to do that as a career?
Well, I don't know in this area. After my accident, things went down. Yeah.
Well, we're pretty much in a bubble of high consciousness in this area. Perhaps a little different over there, but it's, you know, we're still in there.
Yeah.
It looks to me like you are, first of all, you have probably got a tendency to try something out and then want to change.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's probably true.
Yeah, and partly it's just because, you know, you're wanting to experience this, and you do, and then once you do, it's kind of, well, okay, I did that. What's next?
Yeah, that's true.
And so what would really make sense from a career standpoint is if you were doing something that was either related to energy or spirituality and or something artistic. Sometimes mm-hmm. I see people combine things that are related to art therapy with spirituality or acupuncture with some kind of spiritual training. Maybe they become Reiki masters or something like that. And they'll have some kind of an outlet that is a little bit different than the average person. You're looking for a normal path, you see.
Yeah.
And I don't know what your ability is to start down that kind of a path, but if you could head towards something of that nature, you would be much happier in your career.
Well, that's what I did for many, many years. I've done my spiritual work with regular work or little, you know, artistic selling jewelry or something, but I've always done like two things, and the other has been my spiritual work primarily, but after I had a car accident, it went down quite a bit, and so I'm trying to get back into that. But because I'm doing other work right now, it's been kind of hard because the hours are really different.
Uh-huh, right. Well, it kind of looks like you're ready for a big change, which could include a change possibly to your home location. Is there anything happening that way where you might move?
No. My husband doesn't want to move.
Oh, okay. Okay, then it's more likely to happen to you as a career.
And it
and it looks like next year you could have a great opportunity.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so this
but
is probably
not where I am now.
Well, it's probably not in retail. I wouldn't expect that. What kind of retail are you doing?
You're just selling.
But, I mean, what are you selling?
Oh, right now I'm doing jewelry, so that's what
okay,
better.
Okay, jewelry is good.
Yeah.
Jewelry or
yeah.
cosmetics would be good, yeah. Okay, I was just going to look here to see when I see that big change for you. And if you hold on 1 second here, I can probably
tell you. Thank you.
Okay, so right around late April to May.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
And it could happen before then as well, but, you know, it'll be applying in that range. And it could happen later if it doesn't gel then. It could happen in September possibly. Or next year, again, if it doesn't happen then. So you kind of have three shots at this big opportunity to start something new. And it might be that you're starting something new in the way of your career, where it's you working for yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling into the show. Benny, do we have time for one more?
We do, Madeline. Let's bring on Evelyn. She's our next guest, and we'll have to do this kind of on the air with her information. I hope she's okay with that. So Evelyn is calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. She's looking for a new job. Her birth date is September 26th of 1958.
Let me see if I have that. September 26th, 1958.
You
okay.
got it. And she's not exactly sure of the exact time. It's between 6 and 8, so it's up to you if you want to use the time or not.
Okay. And that's AM or PM?
I didn't ask. Is it AM or PM, Evelyn?
AM.
Okay.
AM, okay.
And then
where was she born?
Yeah, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Wow. How do you spell that?
That's what I asked too. Go ahead, Evelyn. You're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Saskatchewan.
Ah, thank you. Okay. Now, is Saskatchewan a town?
Province.
Province. Okay, I need a
Saskatoon.
Town. Say it again.
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon. Okay. Got it. Okay. And let's see here if we can get Canada in there. There we go. All right. So let me just look. What's your question real quickly?
Well, I was going to go for the career job, looking for something new.
I see. You're looking for a new job. Okay, wait a second here. We've got blue communications going on. Okay. Now, what's your background? Your education?
Retail? Just high school.
High school, and you've been doing retail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you what I think you might like here. Let's see. One thing is you'd like something that's nurturing to people and might somehow help them deal with their emotions, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this career, if you could do it, and I'm not familiar that much with what's available in Saskatoon, but if you have some way to get
I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, you're in Phoenix. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah. So if you have your possibility of doing some work where you would be engaged in nurturing people. I mean, that could be working in, you know, restaurants or education in the sense of, you know, you're nurturing somebody to grow you see, or you're giving them nutrition, something involved in nutrition, or it could be something to deal with their emotions.
Well, I'd probably go more with the emotions. Did the restaurant thing when my 20s.
Oh, you did that part already?
Yeah, I already did that.
Okay. So I would look into that, and if you have the ability to get yourself into some kind of, you know, training so that you could do that work, I would recommend you look into that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for...
Okay, I'll just say if you saw me.
I'm out of time, but thank you for calling in. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Do you know that there's no such thing as too little time or too little money? When we experience these things, we're simply shutting ourselves off from the flow of our true self. Essentially, we're in lack because we've removed ourselves from the flow of the river and the abundant energy that is ours. So spend some time each day connecting with your true self's sense of complete well-being. And your true self knows you're always safe and protected. And when you connect to this on your regular basis, your prosperity will increase. Now, next Friday on November 25th, I won't be here, but I will be back on December 2nd when I'll talk about reconsidering the economy and growth. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. Or you can call us to order at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.